Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Revi'i, the seventh day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzala Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all of those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Tanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran. Of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Senior of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Senior slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafalat, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as English. And then Rabbi Steiner will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach. Mishaberach for the Chaylei Tzavagana Yisrael, for our brave soldiers, for the Shvuyim, for those still held in captivity. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Acholim, for those who are sick and in need of the healing. And Rabbi Steiner will pause, allowing us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. I apologize if I sound out of it. I have literally been in bed the entire week with the flu or something of the sort. My voice is not normally this deep, but I'm fortunate to have been able to be on the call each day. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call to sign up. And then I ask, please have those of us who are living here in Florida, particularly those on the West Coast, but also really the entire state, we are about to face in the coming hours an historic hurricane, one that I don't think any of us have ever encountered or seen before. So please keep all of us here in Florida in mind that everyone is safe and well. And we plan to have the call tomorrow, assuming that I have cell and power and that we're able to do it. But assume for now that we will continue with the call tomorrow as planned at 1 o'clock. But please keep us in mind in your tefillos. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Steiner.
Thank you very much, Rav Naftali, and a refuah shleima to you, and Gemara Chasima Tova, and everyone should be safe and sound there in Florida, and Jews all around the world. Thank you again for this opportunity during these very special days leading up to Yom Kippur. And between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we say one of the psalms that we will be saying shortly, and therein speaks to the issue that we have in terms of our hoping for Hashem, for God to send the Yeshua, to send the redemption, and to help extricate us from the situation that we're presently in. And whenever one is looking to receive from another, so there are three factors, the Chafetz Chaim says, that need to be taken into account. One factor is the will of the giver to give. Secondly, it is the ability, the capacity of the giver to give. And then thirdly, is on the recipient, is the recipient ready, deserving to receive that which one wants to be transferred? And the Chafetz Chaim says that when we're speaking about geula, redemption, we turn to Hashem, and again, this is a psalm that we say every day now between after Yishtabach in the morning prayers before Baruch Hu. And we say, Yachel Yisrael El Hashem. Right? Israel, we must turn, we must yearn, we must hope for Hashem. Ki im Hashem HaChesed, V'harbei Imov Tedus, V'hu Yifteh Es Yisrael Mikol Avon Nasav. Firstly, ki im Hashem HaChesed, Chesed, kindness, generosity, that is right there with Hashem. So in terms of Hashem's willingness, that is all there. Hashem is kulo chesed, is all chesed, is all kindness. As we actually read, those who are doing the Nach Yomi, the chapter, we had this a few days ago, and we read it in the Haftorah on Rosh Hashanah, Ahavas olam ahavtich, alkein mishachtich chesed. Eternal love, it's also part of our Maariv services. Eternal love I have loved you with, and therefore I have extended the kindness to you. So here we are, generations, generations, generations after Yirmiyahu, after Jeremiah, the prophet, the Navi, but he tells us, Avas Olam, Hashem is saying there is an eternal love with which he loves us. So, and that is chesed, and therefore mishachti chesed, I will extend to you chesed. Therefore, ki im Hashem ha-chesed, with Hashem, it's chesed, is talking to us, our generation, right now. Okay. Im Hashem ha-chesed. V'harbei imov tedus. And in terms of the capacity, the ability, harbei imov tedus. There is great redemption with him, abundant redemption. And throughout our history, our geulos, our redemptions have come in the most unusual and unbelievable of circumstances, beginning with Mitzrayim, with Egypt and the Exodus. Egypt was a land that no slave had ever, ever escaped from there. And to imagine that a whole nation would go dancing out of there all at once was inconceivable. But of course, that is what happened. And then we go to Purim with Haman and Ahasuerus, and you have the king and the most powerful minister, and they have planned an annihilation. And to have imagined that that day that was slated for our extermination, annihilation, would be the Nahapuchu, would be the turnaround, and Hashem Yishutu HaYudim, and we would then rule over enemies, impossible. But of course, that is what happened. And then we go to Hanukkah, where you have the Rabin Miad Ma'atin, where you have the Assyrian armies, the tens, hundreds of thousands, and you have the eight Maccabim, and they go in battle, and we are victorious. And therefore, throughout our history, there's always been, in the most impossible of situations, that is when the Geula has come. V'harbei imov tedus. And Hashem has full ability, no matter what the situation is, to bring about that redemption. But maybe we're not worthy. Maybe that's the problem. And the pasuk ends, V'hu yifteh Yisrael mikol avon asav. Hashem will redeem Israel, us, you and I, mikol avon asav, even with all of our avonot, with all of our sins, with all of our missteps, and all that which we are lacking. And famously, the pasuk says, we read in our Torah, Be'ito achishena, that the redemption will come, Be'ito, in its time, achishena, and I will hasten it. And the Gemara Sanhedrin asks, well, which one is it? Is it Be'ito or is it achishena? And the Gemara explains, it is Be'ito, meaning there is that set time that is immutable when this geula, the redemption, will take place. However, achishena, but I can hasten it. And that's up to you and I. With that which we do, we can bring about that hastening of the redemption. And I was thinking that a way that is very, very pertinent for us in our world today to do that, during again these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur, the emphasis that we have on our prayers is as God, as a melech, as the king. We change the two of the blessings in the Amidah, from HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. And of course, on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the Chazan begins, of Shachar, as he begins, HaMelech. It's all about God as a Melech, as the King. and we'll read on Simchas Torah, when we complete the Torah, we'll read Vayihi Bishurun Melech. Oh, the Melech that we're talking about. When will Hashem be that Melech over Yishurun, that's us, over the Jewish people? B'Asef Rashei Am, when the leaders of the nation are gathered, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, and the tribes of Israel are all Yachad, are all in unity. And Rashi explains there is Davar Acher, when we are Yachad Baguda Achas, when we are one group, the Shalom, Deinehem, and there is peace amongst us, Hu Malkam, that is when Hashem is our Melech, is our King. Below Kishiyesh Machlokes Beinehem, and not when there is Machlokes between us. And that is the key, I think, during these times, these troubled times that we're living through, historic troubled times that we're living through, is Asef Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. That we have to get together and seek that unity and take steps to build that unity, to have that Ayin Tov, that good eye that sees the positive in one another, even as they are different than you or I. Doesn't make a difference. They are the children. We are all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem. And there's nothing that a parent wants more than to see the children getting along together with one another. And that needs to be our set goal as we make it through these troubled times. We say in the Amidah, the Kabbatzenu Yachad, that God should gather us together from the four corners of the land. Well, we've had some Kabbatzenu already. Just yesterday, a beautiful family of my community, a family of eight converts, they just moved to Israel yesterday. There's been a tremendous gathering. Now we need the Yachad. We need that there be this unity of mind, of heart, of spirit, of soul amongst us. And then we could have Yachad. Once the Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, Vayihi Bishurun Melech, Hashem will be the King over Yeshua and the whole world, the Akira, the Eder, the whole world will recognize that and will have that which we are all hoping and waiting for. We'll move to the Tehillim, first Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lametzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisaged Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Humitzion Yisadeka, Yiskor Komen Chosecha, Volascha, Yidashnes Tela, Yitain Lecha, Chilvavecha, Becholatascha Yimalei, Meranen Abishua Secha, Uvishem, Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishalo Secha, Ta Yadati, Kirshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneu, Mishmei Kacho Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino, Eilev Arechev, Ve'elev Asusim, Anachnu B'Shem, Adonai Leheinu Nazkir, Ema Karu, V'Nafalu, V'Anachnu Kamnu, V'Nisodad, Adonai Hushia, Hamelech Yaneinu, V'yom Kareinu. We'll say Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Vinos desha yarbi seini almei minuchos yinaleini napshi yishovev yancheini b'magli tzedek l'man shemo gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmavis lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtucha umishantecha heima yinachamuni taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Ach Tov Vachesed Yudufuni Kol Yimei Chayai Vishafti Beveis Adonai Leorech Yamim Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph Psalm 121 Shilam Alos Esainai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'in Adonai Ose Shamayim Va'aret Al yitein, lamot raglecha, al yanum, shomerecha, hinei lo yanum, velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai, shomerecha, Adonai, tzilcha, Ayad yiminecha yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yareach ba-layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tseischo v'lecha me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuflam, it's Psalm 130, and it's the second to last, the last two psukim that we discussed earlier in the name of the Chafetz Chaim about the redemption. Shir ha-malos mima'amakim kerasich Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli tiena, aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmoya Adonai, mi ya'amod ki, imecha ha-salicha l'ma'an tivare kivisi Adonai, ki v'stor nafshi v'livaro ho'chalti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim l'avoker, Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki im Adonai hachesed, V'harbei imo fidus, Hu yifteh Yisrael, Mikol avonosav. The fifth of our Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David v'yosod amara sefila, Koli el Adonai ezak, Koli el Adonai es chanan eshpoch lefanav sichi tzarasi lefanav agir behis ateif alai ruchi batayadata nesivasi ba'orach zu alech tamnu fachli habeit yamin urei ve'en li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi za'akti elech Adonai amarti ata machsi chelki Eretz Hachayim, Hakshiv El Rinasi, Ki Dalosi Ma'od, Hatzileini Mirodfai, Ki Amsu Mimeni Hotzia, Mimasker Nafshi Lahodos Eshemecha, Biachtiru Tadikim, Ti Sigmol Alai. We'll now say Acheinu both in Hebrew and in English. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara lirvacha, umeafeila laora, umishibud ligula, hashtabadala, umizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. And for Naftali and all those in Florida, may the land and the sea have clearly defined boundaries. We'll say now the Misha Berech L'Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishiberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva ha-gana l'Yisrael v'anshei kolchos ha-bitachon homdim al mishmar arzenu v'arei Eloheinen gvul ha-levanon v'ad midbar mitzrayim min yam ha-gadol ad revo ha-arava v'lechom makom shehein v'yadasha v'avir v'yam yitain Adonai es oyveinu ha-kamim aleinu midasim lifneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Eskayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala V'yishlach Biracha V'aslecha B'chol Ma'asei Yideihem Yad Be'er Son Einu Tachteihem V'yatrein B'kes Yishua U'v'ateres Nistachon V'piyam V'hem Ha'pasuk Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleich Imachem V'ilachem Lachem En Oyveichem Lo'shia Eschem V'nomar Amen. The special prayer for the hostages, for the shvuyim. Nishberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzva Hagenal Yisrael Ushvuyav Es Kol Achena Hanesunim B'Tzar V'Shivya Bavur Shekol Hakahal Hakadosh Anteh Mitzpalel Bavuram Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachanim Aleihem. V'yotziyeni choshech v'tzamavis v'mosroseihem yenatek u'mimetsukoseihem yoshiyem v'shivei mehera l'cheik mishpechoseihem yodul adonai chasto v'nifloosav livnei adam. Yipiyam v'hem mekrasha kasuv uftiyei adonai yishuvun uvo tzion birina v'simchas olam al roshan sason v'simcha yasivu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amen. Lastly, we'll say the mishaberach to the chol and those in need of healing, and insert the names of your loved ones at the point where I pause. Mishaberach avaseinu Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David Shlomo Yivarech, v'yirapei es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahach Mimam Ularap Osam Ulahach Zikam Ulahach Yosav Yishlach Lehem Mehera Refua Shalem Amin HaShemayim L'chol Evareim L'chol Gideim Besok Sha'ar Chol Yisrael Refua HaNefesh Refua HaGuf Hashta Ba'agala Ulizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Siner. Wishing you and your wonderful family and Shul Gemar Chasima Tova. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Sashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Kilim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.